K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, this is take two. I recorded this Friday episode, August 2nd, 2024. We're getting right on into it here before I get a little bit irritated on this Friday. It's been one of those mornings, but anyways, fall camp started Wednesday. It did not start yesterday, so I made the comment on yesterday's episode of the Purple Project Podcast that K-State fall camp began yesterday, began on Thursday. It was Wednesday that it began as well, so I wanted to make that correction here. That podcast is already up, the episode of the Purple Project Podcast is already up wherever you get your podcasts there. If you're new to the Purple Project Podcast, thank you so much for listening, taking time out of your Friday or of your weekend to listen to this podcast. Of course, as well, fall sports is approaching very fast. Of course, let's not forget about women's volleyball. We'll be checking in there at some point this month. I don't know when that's going to be, but we'll do an episode there. Of course, it's all things K-State sports, and of course, K-State women's soccer. Either it's this weekend or next weekend, they're going to be having an exhibition game match, I should say, against Arkansas. So there's kind of a brief lowdown there. And what I did mention on yesterday's pod was K-State getting two recruits from what, this is what I heard. And I saw one of those on social. Now, I don't know who the other one is at the moment. I don't have that info at this very time, but Logan Bartley, who I did not mention by name, flipped his commitment from Wake Forest over to Kansas State. Bartley right now stands at six, all half right now for Logan, who is rated a three-star commit now to K-State. 6'2", 200 pounds, and I'm dating myself from when I played high school ball in Florida, which I want to be biased, which is, Georgia, legit, Texas, legit, but Florida, I think that high school ball, and for when it comes to football, one of the best states to ever do it, and still putting out all the best athletes coming from Florida. So I gotta be a little biased in that. I'm from Georgia, but but when I play high school ball down there in Florida, a lot of athletes down there, and Logan Bartley was one of those. Now I'm hoping to get some more information on him later, but obviously when you look at this year's K-State roster, we haven't dove in too much, but I have mentioned this here and there, sprinkled a little bit here and there on the podcast. This K-State defensive backfield room is very deep, led by Marcus Siegel, and they have, of course, your veteran corners of Keenan Garber and Jacob Paris, VJ Payne, back again for another year back there as well. You're gonna have Siegel, obviously, but I mentioned about the two deep here and there this summer. If you've been following along on the Purple Project Podcast, right? The two deep on both sides of the ball look pretty good right now. And that's why I think, obviously, K-State being preseason number two, can K-State live up to those expectations when it hit the field for real in a few weeks after the end of this month? And, of course, they're going to face University of Tennessee Martin on home opener August 31st. But after that, this team's going to get tested. And when I look at this two deep, they're looking pretty solid. Of course, again, knock on wood, of course, with the whole injury bug situation. But K-State backfield, I got to say, it's one of the deeper positions. And I mentioned, I guess, with all this depth, you got to be excited about Chris Kleiman and now the recruiting. K-State's starting to really get in this groove of recruiting, especially when it comes to Chris Kleiman, defensive backs. He is hitting him. He's hitting a home run when it comes to defensive backs. Obviously, in the Rushy Stubblefields of the world, Rush Yeast, Echo Boydos, the even though Kobe Savage now transferred over to Oregon, he was a hit there as well. So again, this is not a surprise. And coming from yours truly, when it comes to defensive backs, yeah, I was a wide receiver and played DB in high school. And here again, K-State getting to flip somebody from which Wake Forest, obviously is ACC opponent there as well. So that was one of the gets that I saw. Now, again, they mentioned, from what I've heard from a couple of podcasts, of course, other K-State podcasts out there, you can add, of course, shameless plug, but again, this is more sources, more closer to the team than we are, than me and Alex are, because we are K-State alumni that used to cover the team more closely out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Shout out Wildcat 91.9 student radio station out there that continues to put out tremendous work and continuing to level up in the nation. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. This is Eddie Greer III, take two on this Friday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Logan Brantley committing a couple of days ago to K-State, flipping his commit. Originally committed to Wake Forest. Now K-State grabs another defensive back. So again, that depth continuing to grow and grow. It seems like every week now that we're hearing that K-State's rolling on the recruiting trail. So there's that as well. So Logan Brantley again, 6'2", 200 pounds, DB, originally coming out of the state of Florida. So again, Joe Klanneman and his defensive coaching staff, doing a wonderful job of getting these recruits. In this case here, one flipping the Kansas State. So I don't think we'll see him until 2025. I believe. So there's that. But again, K-State, when you take a look at one of the deeper positions on this year, it's got to be, it's a toss-up probably between D-line and defensive backfield. Now, linebacker, Dave added some pieces there. So, I mean, it's depth across the board. It's really a toss-up, but I got to say, the DBs are more of a deeper piece. Because, look, I haven't even mentioned Jordan Riley, right, whose name continues to pop up. We've seen Colby McAllister last year a lot, coming games. He has experience. Okay? Jack Favre is part of the Avery Johnson recruiting class. Okay? and there's more, so I don't have the depth chart pulled up in front of me right now, but I'm sure I'm missing a few people in that mix. So again, Jordan Dunbar, another transfer who we talked about on this pod. We did an episode on Jordan Dunbar this summer on a podcast. You can find that again on the Pro Project podcast feed. So again, the 2D, pretty solid. So again, if K-State were to have those injury hurdles, which again, it comes part of the territory, they should be ready to stand out there as well. So the news that I mentioned yesterday, K-State getting two safeties. We do know one of them very well now in the person of Logan Brantley, flipping his commit from originally Wake Forest to Kansas State here on the eve of, not necessarily the eve, but getting closer and closer to Kansas State football in 2024. I'm going to be checking out some of these videos over the weekend. Really trying to check out what's happening. Check in with K-State football here. See what's going on. Obviously, you have boots on the ground with other K-State media outlets out there that are more closer to the team that I've mentioned. Threema, Go Power Cat, K-State Online on 3 doing work as well. So a lot of activity now in Manhattan, Kansas, here as we approach, really across the country, as we approach college football in 2024. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, stay tuned with the podcast. There are going to be a couple of basketball, quote-unquote, in quotation marks, episodes here coming out this weekend. And if anything pops, important breaks from Kansas State fall football camp, I'll do my best to hop on the mic here and give you the latest lowdown of what happened during the day. But for right now, everything is status quo for now. Everyone getting ready. The running backs in drills. Everybody in drills. Avery Johnson getting ready. The whole gang back. Austin Moore, Brendan Mott, Marcus Siegel. We're ready for some K-State football, and we're only just a few weeks away from just that. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer. Oh, wait, hold on. I will hop on the Podbean app at some point to record an episode again. Me and Alex will get together at some point this weekend, hopefully, to record a bonus episode again. That is Podbean app. And if you're looking for the channel, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast. That is my channel where you're going to find bonus content of the Pearl Project podcast. All you're going to look for pretty much is PPPW bonus there. And I do have a couple of other pieces of my other podcast, but that is what you're looking for right there. So definitely feel free to download those episodes and check those out from last fall and from this year to this point as well. Alex Aiden will join me for every Kansas State football game after every K-State football game in 2024. Eddie Greer, KC Moe, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!